You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody and welcome.
Yes.
Cold one.
Nice. Continue.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. And if that can cracking sound didn't come through the microphone, Joel Zaman's going to sound like a lunatic.
Oh, fuck. Well, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Chippendale Rescue Rangers 2022 film?
Yeah, so it's coming out in May, and it was kind of a surprise trailer. It was a surprise.
Surprise a trailer?
What? It was a surprise trailer.
A surprise trailer.
Okay, I got you.
Sure.
A surprise trailer.
I was speaking Italian.
Excuse me. Yeah, no, it kind of came out of nowhere, this trailer, and it was not what I expected when I first saw.
Yeah, and I think what happened was that maybe we knew this movie was happening, but no one cared.
Yeah.
Until
the trailer
dropped, and it's fucked up.
Because, like, if you think about the other movies in, like, this kind of same vein, like the Tom and Jerry Run a Hotel movie, or the
Like the DuckTales reboot and stuff like that.
Exactly. Like, they're always kind of what you expect. Like, they're aimed at kids and whatever. I mean, I think the DuckTales one looked a lot more fun than the Tom and Jerry Run a Hotel movie. But still, like,
Tom and Jerry Run a Hotel and Chloe Grace Moretz is stressed because they're going to cost her job.
Yeah.
And she loves working at the hotel. Or hates it, but needs a wage because living in New York City is really
stingy. You got a cheeky fucking rat when and a dirty fucking cat.
No,
moving around the hotel all goddamn hours.
She hired Tom the cat because the hotel has a rat problem with Jerry the rat.
He's got one rat,
one big
but
rat.
It's a big fucking problem.
No, he's a small rat. That's
he's
the problem.
He's clever for level. Me, Chloe Grimmett.
Figure out this fucking rat. Don't fucking hire the cat
so,
as a goddamn bellhop.
Cut a bellhop now.
If she'd picked that as the way she was going to perform in that movie, it would be the only thing we were talking about.
She's like, yeah, I was just watching heaps of Tim Robinson stuff and decided, what if I just spoke like that?
What if that was the acting choice I made for Tom and Jerry the movie? So this was kind of a shock because this is like this kind of strange, it does... And I'm sure we'll talk about it. It does feel like one of those.
It does feature Borat, yes.
Yeah, it does have Borat.
My
wife, indeed. Yeah, yeah. But it does feel like one of those. Hey, look at all the characters we own as this big company. We're going to put them in one place, but maybe not as egregious as like a Space Jam 2
New Legacy.
Or yeah,
where Rick and Morty are there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Space Jam and Rick and Morty are there.
And it also it's got a strange kind of like behind the music vibe to it. Mm.
It feels like a good SNL sketch that has been made into a film.
Which I think
is Warner Brothers. Wayne's World.
Yeah, yeah. It's Pat.
That was the movie I was trying to think of. That's offensive, that one.
It's so offensive. What the hell, SNL?
Ladies man. Yeah.
Night of the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Was Billy Madison?
No. And this movie is produced by Lonely Island, so maybe that's...
Lonely Island, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're on SNL.
Were they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
They're like Dick in a Box and stuff like that.
Dick in a Box.
SNL digital short.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's probably why it has that kind of vibe about it, I think, is that it's got that... It's very internet-y somehow, but not in the way that you often think when someone describes something as very internet-y, which is confusing.
Most of the trailer feels like it could be a sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
In fact, Roger Rabbit is the first character that's not Chippendale that you see in this trailer.
They kind of clearly are trying to get that across.
But then there's a turning point. Like, you know, like when a trailer... If you haven't seen the trailer, that Borat thing earlier seems like I'm joking, but no, there's a guy dressed as Borat in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same guy that plays the guy in The French Dispatch that then turns into Benicio del Toro. If you've seen The French Dispatch, you know what I mean. I can't remember the actor's name, and I can't remember what else he's in. He's also in The Beach That Makes You Old.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's a guy.
No, it's fine. Please carry on.
I just got confused.
He's dressed as Borat in this
trailer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, so even all of that stuff, you're like, ah, this feels Who Framed Roger Rabbit-y. Then the trailer does that end, but then there's a scene off the end of the trailer, yeah. which trailers do. I don't know what to call
it's a post-credit scene.
It's what it is, technically.
It's like a sting?
Yeah,
it's like a credit. And the sting is a totally different sense of humor and fucked up.
Yeah. Well, it ends with Seth Rogen doing his Seth Rogen laugh, and it's the best.
And it makes fun of early CGI, or uncanny CGI, but then also has a cameo from the Cats from Cats 2019.
This movie, okay, if somebody was
Cats came out just before the world ended.
Yeah.
I think it was Cats more of a harbinger. You know?
An omen. Yeah. But if somebody if somebody was like, they're making Roger Rabbit 2, you'd be like, oh. And if they were like, for the modern generation, you'd be like, oh. Yeah. And that's what this movie feels like. They're like, it's Roger Rabbit again.
Oh.
Updated for 2022.
CGI? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah. Hoo-ah.
Al Pacino, will there be CGI in the brand new Jupiter?
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
That's all he does in Hollywood.
Fucking
now.
A.
Fucking hell, there will be.
Okay. I'm in Jack and Jill.
All right, Al Pacino.
We'll see the Keanu Reeves movie, The Devil's Advocate. I think that was really cool.
That movie.
He's fucking monologue where he's talking about, like, you know, look but don't touch.
Yeah.
Touch but don't taste. Taste but don't swallow. Oh, my God.
He's good.
What a fucking scene. Just chewing the scene.
First time I saw that movie was when I was 6 years old, and it was
six.
And it was in the cinema because played that instead of the film Mouse Hunt.
No, that would be
Will they hunt the mouse?
So the credits and stuff like that before the movie were obviously very fucked up, and parents in the cinema were confused and concerned.
Maybe Al Pacino is hunting a mouse.
But then the movie starts, and the movie opens with, like, a sex offender's lawsuit.
Yeah.
And, like, as children, because it's just, like, big, scary words, basically. Mm. Kids had no idea what was going on, but every parent in the cinema was freaking out.
Well, yeah.
And so, therefore, the vibe in the cinema was fucked.
Yeah.
I mostly just associate that movie with watching my parents be like, what's happening? And, like, looking around the cinema and just seeing heaps of parents freaking out. And me being like, I'm frightened now, but I don't know why.
Oh, God.
Something is very wrong.
I hope there's, like, in that scenario, there was, like, one parent to be, like, just oblivious. Be like, yeah.
It happens sometimes.
I guess mouse hunt starts in a courtroom.
Because when I worked at a cinema, my cinema played, instead of playing Zootopia, played Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the same. Like, there was one family, like, came flying out of the cinema. And another one was like, oh, we just thought it was an ad. But it's like, Deadpool starts with, like, the car massacre thing.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
very violent straight off the bat.
I hope that there was, with the Devil's Advocate, there was a family there not reacting because that was what they wanted to take.
They were like, good, we were going to actually sneak into this.
I'm Pacino a little Timmy.
He's great! Thank you, family!
I do wonder often what I would, like, how I would react. Because I remember watching a whole, like, back when we had, like, CRTV.
Yeah.
Like, watching a whole ass film, and it was, like, black and white. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. It's like a modern day film. Yeah. It's in black and white. It was like a bit of a rom-com. And I was like, oh, it's interesting. Maybe it's like a callback to those kind of things. And, like, I really enjoyed it. And I was all the whole time thinking, like, wow, it's actually a really interesting choice that they've made this black and white. I just hadn't plugged in the right chords. Like the biggest dumb fuck.
I got a copy of Finding Nemo when I was a child on a burnt DVD bought from overseas that was also in black and white. And I was
artistic
confused.
Artistic choice.
I watched it all. And then I saw it in the cinema when it came out later in Australia. Like, and I was like, whoa.
Lucia, I was like 18, okay? So,
that's sick. What movie was it?
I don't remember, but I'll try. I think maybe
When Harry Met Sally?
No. I was like, maybe had Ron Livingston in it?
No.
Blast from the Past?
No.
Is he in that?
No, that's Brendan Fraser, dude.
Monkey Bone?
Once again, Brendan Fraser.
Bedazzled?
You're thinking of that beautiful man, Brendan
Fraser.
The
Mummy Returns.
Yes. Again, you're thinking of that beautiful human being, Brendan
George of the Jungle. Let me finish too.
He got us there.
Okay, I don't think he returned. Brendan Fraser returned for George.
There's a joke about it.
There was two.
Yeah, like, well, we've joined George. Who's this guy? Oh, we couldn't afford the old guy.
And then Brendan Fraser was like, they didn't ask me. I would have done it. Yeah.
By the time George of the Jungle 2 came out, was already the beginning of the end for Brendan Fraser.
He's
back.
Now he's back. Coming back. Never. Premise of this movie seems to be that they made Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers back in the day, in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Or the 90s, I forget. Mm-hmm. And now time has moved on.
80s, yeah.
And now they live in a modern kind of Roger Rabbit cartoon meat world. And I think somebody wants to start a reboot with them, but presumably they got to get the gang back together. And also, there'll be some world-ending situation in here as well.
World-ending, you think?
I think that, well, I don't know.
There's a threat they're going to shoot them with a shotgun.
Yeah, some
a shotgun would fuck up a chipmunk.
Yeah, the chipmunk would be there 1 second,
gone
the next. I think
a BB gun would fuck up a chipmunk.
Well, yeah, no, because, yeah, a shotgun meets a chipmunk is... You're looking at a chipmunk in a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. You pull the trigger. There is nothing.
Nothing. Absolute zilch.
There's not even blood on the pavement. It's just...
It was the idea of a chipmunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's gone.
The wisp of a chipmunk's past is all that's left.
It was like, was there a chipmunk? Like, no.
No, no, wait. So... Is that its soul going to heaven?
Yeah. It is.
Yes. 100%.
So, and then either Chip or Dale has had plastic surgery to look like, to be CGI.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the other one has not. Mm-hmm. That's about really all we get from the trailer. Yeah. And that now they got to team back up again, even though their relationship is fractured.
Some stuff.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I suppose because they're the Rescue Rangers. Yeah.
What did the Rescue Rangers rescue back in the day?
I think it was like a kind of a Monster of the Week style. Like, you go to an exotic location and you rescue a person or steal a gem or whatever. It's
clearly they're very famous. But are they famous because of like they were? Were they a TV show? Was it like they were actually the Rescue Rangers? Because it seems to be like that was like a documentary type thing that that universe watched, and then it's kind of like, and now it's 30 years later.
Because they
had the fame from being Rescue Rangers, not being on the TV show Rescue Rangers, and everything that kind of came from that, like the video games and like the toys, and that was from them being Rescue Rangers.
Yeah,
but then they're also doing the con circuit.
Yeah, so yeah, it's hard to tell because there's that thing where they're like, we're gonna do, you know, hundreds more seasons or whatever of Rescue Rangers, which makes it feel like a TV show. But then also they do have all of the, like, they have their like weird Zeppelin and like all of that stuff. They do have.
So they were a detective agency.
Yeah. Okay.
So Rescue Rangers is just the name of the detective agency. They're detectives. They don't really. I mean, some of that would be rescuing, but
some of that would be ranging.
So I don't. I'm not sure. I assume this would be my guess. This would be my speculation. They were actors, basically, and they never did any of the real stuff in the show. And then as part of this movie, it'll be like, we got to do the real stuff from the show. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like a Galaxy Quest situation.
It's a sequel to both Galaxy Quest and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but for the now.
For the now time, where it'll be like, we were actors. We didn't.
Galaxy Quest owned by Disney now?
I don't know. Yeah. Probably.
If it is, lock in a sequel coming to Disney Plus.
Oh, absolutely.
So I was thinking it might be something like Venture Bros, where it was like, you know, back in the day, it was like.
Oh, like based on our exploits?
Yeah.
Kind
it was like there was, you know, he was a famous adventurer, and then we did stuff that was based on those exploits, and then we had all this merch and blah. I'm wondering if they might be doing that.
Whoa. Okay. So this is not something I got from the trailer. But here's a synopsis that's on Wikipedia. It's brief. Okay. It's not going to wreck the episode, but it does throw a surprising curveball. The last two words, in fact.
I'm excited.
30 years after the end of Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale are living a mediocre life in a world where humans and cartoon characters live together. Meanwhile, traditionally animated characters are struggling to live once remakes and reboots with realistic computer graphics become the new normal. So all of that we're across.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Chip and Dale must renew their partnership to save a friend from falling victim to video piracy.
Video piracy. What the fuck does that mean?
Copyright infringement?
I guess.
Home taping is killing music.
Alright, then. There'll be a character, like maybe a Rescue Rangers character, I don't know, who's getting a reboot made.
Yeah.
But instead of using that actor, they're pirating that actor.
Well, that's funny because that's Chip happening. And Dale are played by John Mulaney and some other guy.
Yeah, it's like Tress MacNeille, the other voice actor.
Andy Samberg's the other one.
Yeah, but the original voice actors of Chip and Dale, they're in this movie, but not as Chip and or Dale.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, then, prediction. This and movie...
If they did that story, yeah. Like, that's just a weird, like, spit in the face.
But... This movie is going to say one thing, but absolutely be doing another. It's going to be like...
It's also funny for Disney to make a movie that's like... Video piracy's bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Disney, you don't want us to steal from you? I'm going to do it.
Yeah, video
I'm doing
piracy
it right now.
Bad. Maybe we need to own more intellectual property. Don't you dare make something about Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
If he's wearing a red shirt, that's ours.
He's ours. If he
Cock
looks
out.
Any different, that's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah. Well, then this movie's definitely going to have the message of like, it's going to be like, hey, you got to, the things of your childhood are important, I guess. It's going to be the
like
message.
This went from being like, oh, like a fun romp of like, yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, to being just like very gross, but from a corporate level.
Yeah. I remember seeing a thing where someone was like, you know, everybody rags on Disney adults for being weirdos. But what you really should be ragging on is Disney for implying to the world that they are like, just a part of existence, that their existence is important in any way. And this movie feels like it's absolutely going to be trending in that direction where they're like, hey, the things from your childhood, nothing matters more.
Yeah, okay? Nothing matters more. In fact, we need to make more of these and we need to keep these IP because now when people make things, apparently we have to kind of pay more for royalty. We don't like that. So if we can just keep these things going in perpetual.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers means more than your wife.
Leave your wife for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Think about how many annual Disney Plus fees you can play if you're not feeding your wife.
Yeah.
I spent so much money. This is the ad. I spent so much money feeding my wife. Honey, I'm hungry.
All right, wife. Eat my cash.
If only I could have had this cash to buy more even a Disney Plus subscription.
Hey, we got Peter Pan. We got... Pinocchio.
We got Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Over the only a little bit a month. Where's your wife?
Honey, I finished eating these $100 bills, but I'm starving.
And then there's husband. His pockets are turned inside out.
Balls fly out. He doesn't have any money left.
He grabs his wallet. And
he's looking at his Buzz Lightyear, being like, "I love you more than I love anything. Yeah. How did I end up here?"
Yeah.
That's the end of the episode. Hey, what was that advertising?
And then he kisses the dinosaur from Land Before Time.
They didn't even give me a direction to go or a website. What was that?
Comes back up. Disney Plus.
Subscribe
shit,
to Disney Plus. Fuck.
The first Disney Plus had to say fuck.
That ad swore.
It knew it fucked up, but now it came back.
How come the ad stopped for a bit? Ads don't do that. The ad stops, another ad starts for 5 seconds. And the Disney Plus ad interrupts.
The guy runs back into the next ad.
Subscribe to Disney Plus, fuck it up. Okay. Enjoy your ad for tennis or whatever.
What are we watching where we get an advertisement for Disney Plus then an advertisement for tennis?
YouTube algorithm. I've been looking at tennis rackets because I was thinking about hitting a moth.
The moths that keep coming out of your pocket because you feed your wife all your cash. Well, you should feed Buzz Lightyear all your money.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh.
But hopefully the movie is not that, but it also probably will be.
Video game piracy. I don't know, because all I can imagine there is that they have to then fight evil versions of themselves who are pirated or like that kind of, you know, like that bad, glitchy kind of a version of themselves, which is just like, so now cartoon into real life and also pirated version of cartoon into real life.
Yeah.
This is good for everybody.
But is it pirate?
What do they mean by video piracy? What does that mean?
Well, hang on.
You know that scene where it's like, I got the surgery.
Yeah.
And then it goes into like processing. And you're like, oh, because it's like, that's the video game. Cloning people.
Yeah.
Could this be commentary? Maybe. Because again, it goes very much against what Disney are doing.
It's made by the Lonely Island. So they might be like, oh, we snuck this past Disney. But the secret is Disney don't care.
Because could it be the
Disney
kind of...
would fund the thing that said, fuck Disney.
Because then people would be like, yeah, Disney are cool. for saying that.
Yeah, I'm going to give more money to Disney.
The greatest way to get elected is to go out on stage and be like, fuck this guy, and then point to yourself with both your thumbs.
Yeah.
This guy fucking sucks. Everyone would be like, oh, I think he said that.
Vote
he
Jackson.
He knows it.
Vote Jackson.
He's a straight shooter. He says how it is.
Jackson sucks shit.
So, okay, so how about the processing, this kind of thing where, again, it's like using...
If I was Disney, just quickly, yeah. I would... So you know how they removed all the cigarettes from photos of Walt Disney? I'd Photoshop double the amount of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you replace all the cigarettes with cigars.
Replace all the cigars with bigger cigars.
I just can't stop imagining like an I voted sticker and it's me and it just says, this guy fucking sucks. That's so funny. I'm the guy who sucks. Yeah. Vote for me.
I'm the only one not scared enough to say that I suck shit.
Yeah. I'm going to be bad for you. Vote for me.
I'll wreck the country. Vote for me.
I'll wreck the country and I know it, but this guy is going to fix the country and he stinks.
He could be lying. I'm telling the truth. Yeah. There's shit on every doorstep.
That's hard to do.
I kick every baby and I
will strangle your dog.
Instead of kissing the babies on the head, I punt them away and I slap everybody in the face.
Yeah.
Vote for me for president.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be something like, again, commentary on how Disney just keep resurrecting, let's say, for example, Luke Skywalker. How they keep just kind of like cramming that CGI kind of like, we can make anyone say anything. We can kind of just do this like facsimile of people, and that's what we're fighting against, which would be so weird
because
see that
Disney
in a Disney
do that all
film.
The time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
But then if it's like, vote for Disney, Disney sucks. Maybe.
Because you're like, yeah, they do that. That's bad. And then you finish watching this movie on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go watch another episode of The Book of a Boba Fett.
Like, what? Yeah. Like, that's the stupidest shit in the world. That's like what reading a book that was like, books are the worst shit. Anyone who reads a book is an idiot. And you're like, yeah. And then turn the page. You're like, what? What are you doing?
Well, it's funny because movies do that sometimes. Like, there's like horror movies and stuff. Like there's one called like Man Bites Dog, which is, it's about a documentary crew filming a serial killer.
Yeah.
And they're just like, this guy's fucked up. And then like at the end, it's like, well, you're just as bad for, and there's also another movie that's like something Portrait of a Serial Killer. And the whole point of the movie is just like, fuck
you're
you,
a dog
the audience.
For watching this.
Yeah,
for it makes me think of even on like a broader level. I think Jenny Nicholson talks about this a bit in
Who?
Tomorrow-
no, I'm kidding. Oh,
yeah. In Tomorrowland, the bad guy in Tomorrowland, his speech, which is never questioned, is people watch too many sci-fi movies, which is a crazy thing to say in a sci-fi movie. And then in The Incredibles 2, the bad guy's speech, which is again never questioned, is he's like, people watch too many superhero movies. And you're like, I'm doing that movie. I'm in the middle of that. You can't tell me that this is... What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Look at you, little piss baby, watching this sci-fi film in the middle of my sci-fi film.
Yeah. So, like...
It doesn't matter. Like, maybe the people making it... Like, I mean, we don't make podcasts to, like, listen to other podcasts. Like, this should be the last podcast you ever hear.
Yeah, that's true. We're more specific. We're like, don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Not even podcasts
in
general.
Brains.
This episode right now is bad.
For you. Don't.
You think you're learning anything about Jim Rescue Rangers? No. Not at all.
That's a secret of baseless speculation. It's baseless.
Yeah.
We're not lying. We know. Vote for baseless speculation.
We're the podcast that sucks.
I want everyone to head to iTunes or, well, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Hit 5 stars. And be like, these are the guys who suck.
Yes.
That'd
please,
be lovely.
Please do that. That would rule.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, again, this could be a thing where it's just like the villain is Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean? Imagine that. Imagine they just do this and you're right. You'd be like, oh my God, that mouse sucks. I'm going to keep watching this mouse.
Yeah, I love Disney Plus. It shows me who sucks. Disney Plus.
It's just...
Uh-huh. You're an idiot for watching this movie. I'm the bad guy. I know Mickey Mouse. Thanks for telling me.
Thanks for watching Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. May I recommend any of these other shows on Disney Plus?
Yeah. They are all good. So
enjoy Lightyear.
Thank you, Mickey.
So what the fuck?
Like, maybe you shouldn't have read that out. Dude. It really did derail the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Two words. That's all it took.
That's all it took. But I bet you're absolutely right. I bet when they get CGI-ified, they get turned into, they get copied, and then they start making movies with them. Okay. Maybe Chip and Dale aren't getting any money from it or something.
Okay, all right. Mm. So in that, so there'll be a thing where it is revealed that the villain is going to be the original Chip and or Dale, whichever one got.
Maybe
CGI.
That's where the actual voice actor.
What about
be?
If Mickey is the villain and Mickey is a copy of Steamboat Willie?
Ooh. Oh yeah.
But we've been doing this from the start.
Yeah, once you create a cartoon with a cat, there'll be a really deep lore explanation from Steamboat Willie.
Fuck Bill Fingers. Sign better contracts.
I'll buy works. I made a bunch of porno movies for this. It's going to be a big history of Disney, I think, is what he's going to tell people. Yeah.
But I can imagine him being, I got the CGI surgery. It's all good. And now that. And then eventually they find the non-CGI'd Chip and Dale. And that's going to be like a villain or something
because,
along those lines.
I mean, like,
or they're going to use that image.
Yeah.
Or that character to make other garbage films.
Well, because people have been pointing out, which is so stupid, but people are like, it's crazy the movie talks about how bad it is that Chip and or Dale is CGI when Chip and or Dale, even though he looks like he's hand-drawn, is CGI as well. He's just CGI made to look like a hand-drawn chipmunk.
Do you want me to find out who is who?
No,
I don't care. You can know for your own pleasure.
I already knew.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Chip is the Indiana Jones one.
No. I don't think I don't think Dusha is capable of not telling us right now.
I've known the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That was not what I questioned.
It's now that I know you don't want to know, I want to tell you more.
Yeah.
But you already know, but you forget. See, here's the trick, though.
Oh, yeah, I didn't listen.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can tell you whatever I want, whenever I want. You don't care. You don't listen.
Yeah, I listen, but I'm forcing it out my brain.
Yeah, mine's a straight shot at the other side.
I would much prefer to be called Chip than Dale, even though Dale's a more acceptable name.
That's fair.
Well, Chip sounds like a nickname.
Chip sounds like the name of a kid from the 50s, which I kind of like.
Like,
yeah.
Chip is someone like, kind of like a
this is a stupid
detective.
Jackson question, and I'm holding my phone. I could save myself embarrassment, but a Chip and Dale is a thing, but I forget what it is.
Oh, it's like,
okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Like a stripper. It's like a male stripper. A Chippendale. Yeah.
Weird joke.
I know, like, there's Chippendales, because, like, that's, like, the Chippendales.
A Chippendale is like a male stripper, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Huh. You call them a Chippendale. And they wear, that's like the bow tie and cuffs and like dick out look. I'm pretty sure that's a Chippendale. Yeah.
So I know there's like, there are like the male strippers, there's a performance, and they're called like Chippendales, but like not with the un.
Just like, no, I'm pretty sure like Chippendale.
Yeah, I know Chippendale, they're asked, yeah. But I didn't know if that was a colloquial term.
I think so.
For strippers.
I mean, I might be wrong, but that's what I have in my head.
If so, that rules.
Dusha's looking it up, so we'll find
out. They don't wear pants.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Maybe that is the...
Chippendale just keeps coming up with Chippendales in the place in Sydney. Well, New South Wales, technically.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah.
And also, Thomas Chippendale, who was a cabinet maker.
That's okay. Who I'm at.
That's probably who we're thinking
about. That's who we're thinking of.
All right, so apart from our absolute cynicism.
Yeah, because this movie's going to have, it's the classic thing we talk about on Basis of Speculation.
It's furniture. What? Chippendale's furniture.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, furniture as well. But I think it's also a colloquial term for a stripper.
I don't know.
Chippendale was one of the first guys to make furniture during when there was a middle class all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Anyway, we love talking about
what?
No. You missed your boat. You missed your boat.
I was looking up Chippendale strippers, and I needed to just type that before I would get distracted.
Chippendale was the first guy to make furniture for when there was suddenly a middle class.
Suddenly? Like, it just shocked everybody?
Yes, it was suddenly a middle class. Like, this is history. Yeah. Pay attention. Okay. It used to be the rich and the poor. But then one day, one day, everybody started taxing the fucking shit out of the rich.
Good.
And the rich started to get poor. And when that was happening, a little middle class turned up. And the middle class, what was crazy about the middle class is they made shit for themselves. It wasn't the poor making stuff for the rich or the rich making nothing for no one. It was the middle class who were like, hey, I actually have enough money that I could have a nice chair.
That's
and one
nice.
Guy was like, well, I'm going to make enough money to have a nice chair by making you a nice chair. And he was Chippendale.
Thomas Chippendale.
But finding finding real Chippendale furniture, if you find it, it's worth millions. But there were so many reproductions of the Chippendale design, and there's barely any way of telling that nobody knows what a Chippendale is anymore.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's a Chippendale. And it's also maybe a name for a stripper.
Why did you know that? And you would. Anyway. Whatever.
So, established in 1979, Chippendales was the first all male stripping troupe to make a business performing for mostly female audiences.
Right, twice. We don't know if you're right the first time.
Yeah, through the quality of its staging and choreography, Chippendales also helped legitimize stripping as a form of popular entertainment, and I believe that was in New York, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. So Chippendales, I don't think it was a colloquial term, but it was, it was an all-male stripping.
Wow, I was close.
Yeah, you were close. You were close.
I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. What are the cameos going to be in this movie?
Well, we've already seen Borat, so I don't care about the rest.
Will real Borat be in the movie?
Oh, real Borat.
No, I don't think so.
Sacha Baron Cohen doing a cameo in
Chippendale.
But it is Lonely Island.
Yeah, like what's the relationship with Lonely Island?
It ended
Island?
With Seth Rogen doing his laugh.
And he's got a fucked up CGI face.
I can't do it. Yeah. That was a fun bit of a funny gag.
Yeah. No, and the cats are there.
They're fighting.
And there's a guy trying to walk, but he's CGI'd and fucked up, so he's walking into a fire hydrant.
I guess they're going through portals, yeah?
Yeah, they'll be portals.
There's portals.
Motherfuckers going through portals. Because this is like the portal to bad CGI land.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, man, well, we're at this place and everyone's
there's always
got
so many portals.
Fucking this.
There's portals in everything.
I'm pretty sure I didn't some handsome bitch say that this year was going to be like the year of the portals.
You said it was the
cinema?
Year of portals.
Maybe I'm fucking Nostradamus or some shit. Nosferatu? Whatever the smart one is.
Nosferatu's a pretty smart vampire.
Yeah, I guess very good.
No, I think the portal to get them to this part of the world will be a bus. I think this is like the ghetto of the cartoon realm.
Yeah.
Because these are outdated technologies, which I think will also be a theme of this movie.
Well, I guess if they're following like the Who Framed Roger Rabbit aesthetic, and the more I think about it, the fact Lonely Island are making this means they probably grew up with Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Mm-hmm. They're slightly older than us, but not heaps older, I don't think.
Maybe mid-40s?
Yeah.
Right?
Andy Samberg's 40. He's looking fucking...
looking great.
He's looking like a Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg. Surely he's late 30s.
I'm going to guess 36. Mm. 36.
41.
43.
Oh!
He's looking good.
He's damn good. Damn Hollywood good.
Yeah. So yeah, I think... I think that's them going to like a ghetto, I guess. Yeah. Where they're like, these are where all of the outdated technology people now live and walk, and move around or whatever.
Andy Samberg's the youngest member of Lonely Island. The other two members are 44.
There you go, well done.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Time, baby.
Just Dick in a Box was like 2005.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Shit. Whoa, that's too long ago.
It's so funny. Shit. Okay.
What?
Just, how does it feel like we did that one massive retreat when we recorded and where we've taken breaks since? I've been home, but it doesn't feel like it.
Every time we do a big recording day, which today I think we've done 4 episodes,
it feels like I never left. Let's rattle off some cameos. Let's do it. Spider-Man.
Maybe a better way to do this, because I know there'll be people that are listening to this who haven't seen the trailer, even though you listen to a podcast that maybe goes for an hour.
Yeah.
Trailer goes for 2 minutes, guys.
Come on.
Do your fucking homework.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We watched it, me and Jackson, I think, watched it twice.
Yeah, we did.
Which is huge, I know. Very proud of us.
A lot of work.
So you get...
the least you could do.
Bit of Aladdin.
Yeah, a bit of Aladdin.
Oh,
yeah. There's... see the My Little Pony ponies.
Yeah, My Little Pony ponies. Someone dressed as Borat, someone wearing a Batman t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Batman is not owned by Disney, so that's funny.
Yeah, true.
Well, because they're at the con circuit.
Oh, we see... Yeah, there's
still,
the con...
it's
yeah,
still...
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's funny, but
fucking
like, it's
put on an Iron Man shirt, and then it's within...
Yeah. We see...
Oh, the cat from Aristocats is now a bad cat.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cat's from Cats.
Yeah. The cat who's from Aristocats.
There's some CGI rats who are just eating cheese.
Yeah, I don't know what they're from necessarily. The cat from Aristocats is like a robot cat monster, and they do the Jurassic Park thing, but the banner says, Welcome Prince Han. So I don't know what that's
Han?
About. Yeah, or like hair or something.
Is that maybe some Tangled shit?
Is Han from... No, I think that's from Frozen.
From Frozen. Yeah,
no, I don't think it's... It's not Prince. Han, who I think that is. It's okay. Like H-N-A-H or something. I don't know. Anyway.
What?
It's the most bad...
That's not a name.
Oh.
Okay. H-N-A-H is... Nah.
There's too many H's.
It's not a nah. It's like H-N... H-A-N...
Yeah, don't go H-N. No name starts H-N.
It's not H-N.
Give me a vowel.
It's H-A...
Put a vowel somewhere.
It's H-A-N-H or something.
It's like Hannah?
No, H-N... H...
I'm going to try and pause on this fucking screenshot and put an end to this.
It's like Han.
H-A-N-H. Also, it's not the cat from Aristocrats, but I can't... Oh!
Something of Nim.
Fucking bow tie. And it, what is it from?
It's from... I know what you mean.
It's like a kitten. It's got... It walks across...
I think
a
that is Aristocrats.
Aristocrats?
I don't know.
This is Aristocrats.
I looked
What's
up.
What's that? The mouse, the Nim.
Secret
thing?
Of Nim?
Is Secret Nim, is that one? Is it N-I-M-H?
No. It's okay. H-A-N-H.
I'm sorry.
Hana.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Dusha, please.
I'm trying to find it.
It's like H.
Another cameo we get is, well, it's not actually Indiana Jones, but they go to an Indiana Jones world.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to find a funny outfit, and Chip accidentally puts on...
Is that an Indiana Jones world? I thought that was, again, once the con circuit.
Yeah, it's probably
it might be.
Circuit.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Jesus Christ.
Oh, do you reckon they got me any Star Wars?
Probably. Scrooge McDuck's in this, so I imagine there'll be other DuckTale cons. Yeah. Probably Mickey Mouse be in this. Goofy, maybe he'd turn up. Maybe The Simpsons. I reckon The Simpsons will be in this.
Say, how did you spell the word that you thought you saw?
H-A-N.
Okay, first of all, I said H-N-A-H.
It's J-A-H.
Isn't that like Jamie? I'm sorry, I'm looking over your shoulder.
It's John.
It's a J, dude. It starts with J.
Okay. Whoops, I've mixed up a J and a H. Sue me.
Like J-A...
It honestly could say James.
Jack. James
I think
or
it
Jack.
Says John.
Why would it say John?
Like, J-A-H-N?
Why would it say that?
I just think it says John or Janah or something. Like, it's like...
I don't think it's a real name. Well, obviously, because John is not a name.
Pretty sure.
Apologies to anyone actually called
John. Yeah, apologies to all the Johns out there.
Oh my God, Messenger. Get out of here.
It's Prince John.
What does that mean, dude?
I don't know. I didn't make the movie.
Is there any princes? Like, what did, no, it was Prince Ali.
Yeah. I don't think, I'm not sure. I don't know who Prince John is. He might be a brand new character for the movie. It's possible. I think we'll probably get...
I need to see the Prince John cameo.
Prince John's going to be the best part of the movie.
Yeah,
Prince Jinhar
I mean,
or whatever.
Like, it's everyone's fan favorite Prince John.
John.
Yeah. No, I'm there, dude.
Like I said, Simpsons cameo, I reckon. Simpsons are on Disney Plus now, and they're animated, so there you go.
They could, yeah. You'd hope that they wouldn't, again, I hope that they don't, like, yeah, cram it full of that kind of stuff. Because you kind of don't want what is inherently, like, a sitcom. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, The Simpsons or like Futurama, that kind of thing, to kind of appear into this world. You kind of want to keep the, I guess, the animated characters to be more the anthropomorphic things, but they are. I think there was a cartoon person at the
at the con. So I think like, there is. I think there will be.
Yeah,
I look, think it's gonna. It's
maybe Marge will be there.
Yeah.
Homer, we're in the Chippendale.
Marge being like, we gotta see the Chippendales.
We have to see.
And then Homer being like, oh, I'm gonna be so self-conscious. And then they go and it's just like the two rats. And then like Homer's like, oh, I was excited for the strippers.
They're just rats.
Yeah.
is there a chance it says Prince John?
Yeah. Prince it's John. It's Prince John.
It's not Prince John.
We'll never know till we see the movie. Okay,
that's a good point.
I think
never gonna know.
I think we can get the Simpsons in it. I think we can get a bunch of Disney characters. Mm-hmm. Wreck-It Ralph, put him in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, that cat from the Paula Abdul.
Yeah. For some reason, in this.
Oh, for a second, I thought you meant Fritz the Cat, and I was like, oh my God, you can't put Fritz the Cat in this.
Oh, do you reckon we're going to get the other, like the chipmunks? Like Alvin,
yeah, maybe.
Simon, Theodore, do.
Yeah, and the chip bats got their whole pussies out, could put them in the movie. Yeah. They do. They got their fucking pants on. They got their cocks out as well, but they don't have cocks. So.
What is wrong with
what
you?
What happened to this
podcast? Was it ever good or was it always like this? I don't know what's going on.
Come on, we can pass through this. What other characters have been in this movie?
I'm trying to fucking figure out who Prince John is.
There's no mystery. Okay, we figured it out ages ago when I was spelling it. All right.
Also, Aladdin is chasing the Chippendales. So well, yeah. Disney the villains?
Yeah, maybe.
Look, maybe. Like again, this whole concept of like, oh my god, a send up of an iconic moment from 993's Jurassic Park also reveals that this villain might be named Prince John.
Yes! Fuck. I've never been more powerful! I've never felt victory so sweet! Prince fucking John!
I hope you fucking choke on that drink you just took as a victory sim.
It's more of a victory gulp.
It feels good! Well, clearly.
Okay.
Chippendale are going to be on the run because they've uncovered a conspiracy, I think.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
That they've been cloning people. Or
yeah, but it could be a conspiracy thing to be this idea of maybe, okay, how about this for a conspiracy? So it's, again, you're looking at Disney as the villain, which is, again, so funny to be on my Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But this thing to be just like, you know, whoever it is being like, oh, we really need to work out this whole thing about video piracy and, you know, people like, you know, taking this, but then they find out that it's the same company that kind of like they work with and they are producing the villains, they're kind of basically being both the heroes and the villains, or like their benefactor and their villain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the conspiracy. And it's like, well, if that gets out,
So everybody try it. You know, there'll be a bounty. It'll be like John Wick.
There'll be a bounty on
Chippendale's heads, and they'll have to run. They'll have to escape.
So again, it's this kind of thing to be just like, well, and that's why they go to the terrible CGI thing, because they're like, well, we need to get people who might help us, and they're the people who like no one wants.
Not
even Disney wants cats anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be this kind of thing where they go to this like defunct area where it's like all these people. We got this dwarf man who's played by Seth Rogen.
Who's going to help them, I guess, in the end?
Help them take down something, and maybe it ends with... Now, what can be the most...
I was doing a good... At the top of this episode, I did a great Seth Rogen laugh, and I can't bring it back. Hey, who do we think Prince John's going to be? What do we think Prince John's motivation will be in this movie?
I don't think there will be a character named Prince John.
I don't know.
The only John I can find is Helmut John, who was a German-American architect.
I don't know, dude. I think there's going to be a Prince John, and he's going to be behind it all. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe Prince John is like...
Oh, my God. And the father of gymnastics was Frederick Ludwig John. It's a German name.
Yeah. Also, it's Prince Jan.
Yeah.
So maybe Prince Jan is like the pseudonym that, you know, the rat has.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse is calling himself Prince John.
Who were the... did the Rescue Rangers ever have like an overarching?
Yeah, it's a mafia. Cat, I think.
Yeah.
Who is that fucking cat in this trailer?
The one under Prince Yarn?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I know what you mean. Or is that Prince Yarn?
No, it.
Who's this Prince Yarn cat?
We got a. It's curious.
Animated cat. Bow in.
Yeah, I know the cat you mean. I'm 99% sure it's the Aristocats.
Yeah, I think that's the conspiracy they're going to find. Maybe the thing is like why people, maybe even there's this corporation or there's this thing that's like, you guys should consider doing the CGI upgrade. And then they find out that, oh no, in the process of doing that, they actually like, you sign a waiver, they tick a box, whatever it is, but now they own the rights to your old version.
They can keep using you in perpetuity. Yeah. It's like, oh no,
And either... either it's going to be something like they have rights to your old cartoon face or they have rights to your new CGI face or both.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be because Chip, Chip and or Dale, he is CGI. I'm wondering what they're going to do there.
Well, here's my prediction.
Yeah.
So the whole premise is like we're doing a reboot, right? So first section of the movie, well, like you introduce the characters, you see their lives are dog shit. They can't get acting work anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, their manager or whatever calls up and is like, hey, we're doing a reboot. And they're like, oh, shit. So then, but maybe CGI Chip or Dale is like, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
And then they're like, well, that's okay. Because we can just use the clone one of him to make the movie. And he's like, this is fucked up. Or... you know, that, and then that's kind of what kicks off the whole adventure.
Do you reckon that the one that's currently, the one we see in the trailer, who is CGI Chip and or Dale, do you think that when we start the film, he's going to be like
it's
CGI?
Gonna open
or
with...
is he going to be like not CGI'd and then we get to the process where he does because like, I got to look beautiful?
Yeah.
Or is he already there?
It'll start with a behind the music thing. Like it'll like a 5 minute thing
of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's, once you get to the modern day, it's just going to follow Chip.
So the non-CGI.
Yeah. So it'll follow Chip for a bit, and then Dale will be recruited like a little bit in, and he'll already be CGI.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something that, like, could this be, like, a reveal?
Also, I just want to double check
how clever it is.
When you guys were talking about the Opposite Attract music video, because at that point I was trying to figure out the John mystery.
Yeah.
Is it because you noticed them in the trailer, or is it just a swing for the fence?
No, it is the cat. Okay, it's from the... Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to double check that you hadn't just accidentally guessed that.
No.
And so could this be something? Because I'm like wondering, like, for example, we meet, you know, this particular CGI Chip and Dale, and they do the adventure together, blah, 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 blah. But then it may be like, you know, turning towards the third act or turning towards like the end of the film, they end up rescuing old Chip and Dale, and it's revealed that the CGI Chip and Dale
is the imposter/villain. The only reason I don't know about that is that the CGI characters that they meet in the like weird CGI ghetto are like sympathetic because they're like,
well, yeah, but they are they did they start that way or did they have to go the procedure?
Maybe there'll be even something in it if he's not a, like a replacement one where they're like, dude, you're gonna be outdated eventually, whereas animation stays good forever.
Yeah. I was just wondering, could it be something where he thinks that he is the real Chip and Dale, but then they end up rescuing the original Chip and Dale? And then he's like a bit of an existential crisis. And then you have basically, you know, Chip and or Dale and then two Chips and or Dales.
Yeah, I think absolutely you're on the money there where there will be a scene, especially if the voice actors of the original Chip and Dale are confirmed for this.
Yeah, but again, I don't necessarily think they're going to go that way.
Yeah, okay,
I still think it's going to be like if Andy Samberg or...
whoever else...
John Mulaney is voicing the CGI one. They'll also be voicing the flat one.
Yeah.
So again, I don't know much about them, but they have the word rescue in the title, and I feel like rescuing their old friend.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that feels like it checks out.
I think the Coco Pops monkey is in this.
That rules.
Is that the Coco Pops monkey?
I don't know who that is. Maybe.
Maybe.
Also, I think it is set in the same universe as Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Really?
Yeah.
That rules.
So, I don't know if that's...
gonna go Toontown.
I saw something that was like, it's confirmed, but like, I don't know if they're just confirming it because Roger Rabbit was in the trailer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess if it's set in Toontown, that's
it
cool.
It does feel very weird to have Roger Rabbit, who is from a world like this, but to be like, no, he's from... You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, don't worry.
No, it's the animated Roger Rabbit from the movie that's like this, but he's in this movie. That's like this.
Do you reckon the baby smoking the cigar is going to do it?
Oh, Lord, I hope
so. Do it. Do the movie.
He's going to do it, dude. I think he's going to do it, man. Yeah.
I love that movie so much.
It is great. And maybe this movie will be just as good.
Won't be as good as Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but it could be a good time regardless.
Yeah, it looks like it could be.
Most importantly, May 20, when this movie comes out, we'll finally figure out who is Prince John.
I'm going to be so vindicated when they're like, we got to organize this party for Prince John's birthday, and I'll turn to both of you with the biggest shit-eating grin on my face.
I'm so glad this isn't playing in cinema so I don't have to sit next to you.
How right am I? That's what I'll say. Am I very right? What'd you say?
I'm the most right man that's ever lived. Yeah. I'm the rightest man in the world.
Prince John, huh? Yeah. Prince John. Wow. Some would say that's not a name. Not me.
Anything's a name Anything's if you call name. A guy that.
Yeah, so a... Prince John's fine by me. Yeah,
Prince John
I have no problems with it.
All right. Well, okay. I guess like swing for the fence.
Prince Jan is going to be the main villain. That's my swing for the fence.
It'll be a joke and it's a tie. So that's your swing for the fence. Yeah. Mine is that banner is a joke and it's actually Prince John, the villain of Robin Hood.
Oh, that's a cool theory.
Because he steals gems and whatever. Rob from the rich.
To give more to rich.
No, yeah. Rob from the poor. He taxes the poor to give more to the rich.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It's his MO. Prince John.
Okay. My swing for the fence, they go into the internet like in Ralph 2.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah.
What are they
going to
do on the internet, do you reckon?
I don't know yet.
I don't know. Browse for things. Yeah. Literally surf. Literally.
They'll literally
surf
the web, in this movie.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
And
especially
there'll be a Rocky
2022.
And Bullwinkle cameo.
Rocky and Bullwinkle! Yeah. I've missed those guys.
Yeah, what are they up to?
Yeah.
What's the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie on?
Yeah, now that's a movie.
Who's in that movie with
Bullwinkle's too stupid to get. There's like a TV virus that everybody watching, they get brain controlled, but Bullwinkle the Moose is too stupid for it. Yeah,
he's a clever. Well,
in many ways,
he's
my hero.
Yeah. But no, I think this is definitely going to be a my guess as it's a swing for the feds. Really, it's going to be like they will be rescuing whoever the non CGI'd version of.
Yeah, I think that's a good theory.
Robert De Niro was the main producer of
and the villain.
That's cool.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I think that's And it's going to be a weird message.
Yeah, it's going to
be
this
very
weird
confused. Message, and it's going to be very confusing because it's going to be like very either it's going to be very like anti big corporation, and then we're going to end this and be like, what else is on Disney Plus?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Yeah. I can't wait to see how Robert De Niro holds up as fearless leader, which is a great name for a villain. Well done, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's going to be a very weird message. It'll be like anti-corporate, anti-like.
This guy fucking sucks.
This guy sucks.
Sucks.
I'm the guy who sucks, so you should vote for me. Vote for the guy who sucks.
Yeah, I can easily see that.
Yeah, it's the best message of all.
Prince John, the guy who sucks.
This guy.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, vote. This guy sucks. Vote for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, put that right in the middle of your beer spill.
Oh, yeah. Because it's going to be. I mean, basically, the same thing happened in the Dumbo movie.
Yeah.
Because the Dumbo movie ends with the small family run, horrible, abusive circus Danny DeVito runs being taken up by a guy who's basically Walt Disney and turned into Disneyland. And he's the villain, but it's a Disney movie because it's Dumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch this on Disney Plus.
Yeah, hey, watch this on Disney Plus. And go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I'm the guy who sucks. Vote for me.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been the guy who sucks.
And I've been Prince Joel.
Vote for them.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
And the podcast that sucks.
Yeah. Five stars. This is the podcast that sucks.
You gotta do it. We
gotta
ask you
it.
To, you gotta
we'll
do
look.
It.
Yeah. We'll look.
Apple Podcasts, get on it.
Da, 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 da. Ooh. Ooh. Thank Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.